Good. So, Me'amer is forming sheaves. This week's Parshas HaShavua talked all about what Me'amer is. So the question is, what is it besides that? Besides forming sheaves, what else is included? If you look at the Ma'arech HaRevua that I had you guys look at, he actually poses this question. HaMe'amer lo yadati ma perusho. The gather of this melacha is particularly perplexing, as we'll see today as we go through the various Rishonim. There are a half dozen hagdaros given by the Rishonim. Many are similar to each other, but it's actually very, very perplexing what exactly is prohibited here. There are a number of restrictions, things like Gidulei Kark and the like. So what we're going to focus on today, for most of the sugya, is what's the hagdaros hamelacha, and thereby try to figure out what it includes. And then at the end, we'll also talk about the dinim derabanan of Me'amer, which also actually may, but may not stem from that first question. Let's start with the Rambam. So the Rambam writes, Perek Ches Halacha Hey and Vav, HaMe'amer Ochlin Im La'achila Shiyurcha Gugaris. So that Lashon of HaMe'amer Ochlin is very significant. We'll get back to it in a moment. Why does the Rambam say HaMe'amer Ochlin? So if you're Me'amer Ochlin, so it depends on the Shir. If it's ta'achila, then the shir is grogaris. If it's behema, kamlo piagid, hagdi. If it's farasaka, lavashal beitzakala. Fine. Ve'ein imur el gedulei karka. So the Rambam paskins, this of course is a debate in our Gemara, Rambam paskins ein imur el gedulei karka. Why is that? The Magen Mishnah says he paskins like Abaye, because debasrahu. Obviously, the Rambam didn't have argirsa in the Gemara. If you had like argirsa in the Gemara, then you should not paskin like Abaye. It is not one of the Alkigams. So the Rambam was not goreis Rava Barava. The Rambam continues, Ahamekabetz Devela, Vasami Menu Agula. Oh, Shinak of Te'enim, Bechnes Hachevel Bahen. You make a necklace of Te'enim, or you make a cake of Develos. So that too is chayev. But you're not chayev ad sheniskabtu guf echad. And this is what a told of me'amer. B'chein kol chiyotzim is that. In other words, any time you take a group of fruits, or gidulei karka, and you unify them like a cake of figs, so that is told us me'amer. So we're going to get back to that as well. Now, in terms of the Rambam also talks about Me'amer D'Rabbanan, as I'm sure you're getting used to the structure of the Rambam. It's always important to look at the Deraisas and the D'Rabbanan. So the Deraisas here are in Perek Ches, the D'Rabbanans are in Perek Chaf Aleph. In Chaf Aleph, Halacha Yud Aleph, he writes, Medabek Peros Ad Sheyasu Guf Echad Chayev Mishum Me'amer. That's the Deraisa when they're Guf Echad. Lefikach. Mishan is possible, Peres Bechatzera, we'll talk about that at the end of this year. So then, Melaket al Yad Ba'ochel, but you can't put them into a sal, because that would be Ovdin Dechol. V'chein, Ein Mekabzin Es HaMelech, Yotze Bo, Mipnei Shenira Kema'amer. So, being Mekabetz Melech is also Aser, even though our Gemara says it's not Chayev, the way we paskin, because we paskin Eini Mar Lutele Karka, but the Beis Yosef is Medak. It doesn't sound like it's going to be Mutter. It sounds like they're arguing a level deraisa, which implies that at least on a derabanan level, gathering up the salt is going to be usher at the very least midirabanan. So the Rambam, as we said, paskins that you need gidulei karka, at least on a deraisa question. And of course, the issue that we have to deal with here is, and this is an issue that we're going to, I guess, continue coming back to, but we'll talk about it here. We've already talked about it a little bit. Why is it that there are certain malachos that are chayev for, or that require gedulei karka to be chayev, and others that don't? What is it about emor that requires gedulei karka? So we've talked about ktsira already, and that's a question we'll address in one moment, at least begin to address. But if we look just for a moment at the Kesef Mishnah, so he quotes the Rav Mach, who objects to the Rambam. So the first issue is really an issue of Girsa. The Ramah had argues in the Gemara, which was Rava. So he says, what's the Rambam doing? Paskening like Abaye. You should paskin like Rava against Abaye. And therefore, you should paskin that you're chayav if you gather the salt. And the Kesef Mishnah notes, or the Ramach notes, V'afal gav din rava hufe amar ein disha ugudu lekarka. So this is a little strange. The Rambam makes a lot of sense. He paskins ein disha el ugudu lekarka, and ein imor el ugudu lekarka, and rava, there's no inconsistency here. But if you have our gears in the Gemara, if you have the gears of rava, the gears of the Ramach, and some other Rishonim, so then it turns out that when it comes to Ma'amer, there is no requirement of Gidulei Karka, but when it comes to Disha, there is a requirement of Gidulei Karka. Why should we be Machalik? So the Ramach raises the issue, but he says, Ein lanu lefarsha kepashta, kihechi delo tikshi derava adirava. It's like Friday's year. We have to look for the Pnimius Enyan. We can't be Mefarish Kepashta. If you're Mefarish Kepashta, then there's a Stira. He didn't tell you what the Drash is. He just says, it can't be the Pshat. Al Pi Pshat, there's a Stira. It doesn't make sense that we would be Mechalik between Amer and Disha. But if we understand the matter more deeply, so then we'll understand that there is a Chiluk. Unfortunately, he doesn't tell you what that chiluk is. He just says that there's some chiluk. The Kesef Mishnah defends the Rambam, as we said, because he points out the Rambam, and as well as a number of other Rishonim, had a different girsa. The question is, Yigoris Rava or Rabba? But the question, of course, that we asked before is even more perplexing when it comes to the Ramach's view. Now, there's for the Rambam's view, at least we're consistent. We still have to figure out why sometimes we care about Gidulei Karka and sometimes we don't. For example, the Rambam presumably agrees that as we go along in the Sidura de Pas, let's say when we get to Borer, we probably don't require Gidulei Karka. So why is it that with respect to Ma'amer and Dash, we require Gidulei Karka, by the time we get to Borer, we don't? Well, let's figure out where we draw the line when we stop. And then for the Ramach, it's even more perplexing because Ma'amer doesn't require karka, and Disha does. What's the difference? So there's basically two approaches you could go. One approach is to say that the reason for Gidulei Karka is like we have for so many other rules in Hilchos Shabbos, it's Dumi D'Mishkan. And therefore, the reason certain melachos we will Pater non-Gidulei Karka because it's Ein Adon L'Mishkan, and in other Malachos, we will not pater you because of Dumya D'Mishkan. That's a fine Mahalik, perhaps, in the Rambam. We could say, perhaps, for the Rambam that in the Mishkan, when they did Me'amer and Disha, it was limited to Gidulei Karka, and let's say the Samimanim that they were using, there was only Gidulei Karka, but by the time they got to Borer in the Melachas HaMishkan, they were doing Borer for non-Gidulei Karka, and therefore we could draw the line that way. If you follow the Ramach's view, it's very hard to say that, because probably the same things that they were doing Ma'amer on, they were doing Dash on. It's hard to just say, well, the distinction is whether or not it was Dumya D'Mishkan.
I mean, if anything, according to the Ramach, there's more of a reason to learn the Gidulei Karka, because he's much more literal about what's happened, what's a Tolda.
Okay, fine. So that makes it even stranger.
Right, correct.
So if you look at the Meiri also has this Girsa of the Ramach, or he considers that as well. He has both Girsos. And he addresses the question as to why would we be Machalik between Ma'amer and Dash. He writes, V'ein omrim shein imor el Gidulei Karka, Afal pishab disha pasaknu shein disha l'gidulei karka disha l'chod v'imor l'chod. Okay? Disha l'chod v'imor l'chod. Again, very clear, not having to do with Mishkan, but doesn't tell us why. So maybe we get a clue from the Rif. The Rif writes, Lamed Beis of Adal Vadafi Rif, Avam Amer, Amarava, Haiman, the kind of Milch, Mimilchos of Mechai, Mishol, Amer, Amar Abaye, Ein Derech Imor Bekach, Elabi Gidule Karka. So it doesn't sound like the Tzad to Pater you is because of Mishkan, rather, it's because it's Ein Derech Imor Bekach, it's not the Derech. So, what does that mean? And certainly I think you'd have to use this to explain the case of Dash. If you remember the case of Dash, on Daf Ayin Hey, we're talking about how they extracted the dam from the Chila zone. And in that case, I think certainly they were doing it in Melechas HaMishkan, right? They needed a Chila zone. And still we're saying that Ein Disha Alabudule Karka. So it must be that it's not derech bekach. Now, what do you mean it's not derech? They did it like 1,000 times in the Melechas HaMishkan. So I'd like to quote someone in this room who was in the shir from Rabbi Savolovsky's when he gave this who knows when, and who said, must be, this is Rabbi Savolovsky's question, so he said, it must be that it's not the Tzuras HaMelacha. You remember that? I heard it online. So, it's not, that's to my love of hearing the shirim from old. I could before he corrects me, I could already quote what he's going to say, what he said 5 years ago. So it's not the Tzuras HaMelacha. Now, I think that's clearly the pshat in the Rif here, in the Ramach, and the Meiri.
How did that answer the question?
Well, that's the problem. The Chazon Ish, Semen Nun Zayin, points this out as well. In other words, when we say, when the Rif says it's not the Derech, he's not just saying it's abnormal. First glance, when you see Ein Derech Bekach, it sounds like, okay, this is like a Klachar Yad type of thing, right? This is an unusual way of doing it. But that can't be the pshat here. This is the normal way. It was done all the time. When you go on those like Chilazon tours, so they one of the things they tell you is that they found like tens of thousands of broken trunculus muralixes, however you pronounce that, right? Hundreds of thousands, right? So this was a normal thing to do, to extract the dam from the snail. So derech doesn't just mean this is abnormal. It means, again, like the Chazon Ish says, it's not the Torah, but the question is, what exactly does that mean? And that's what Rabbi Savlovsky told you at the time. He said, it must be, you're right. It's just, what are we supposed to do with that? Because I don't know what it means. It's not the Torah. So I'm not sure either, but I think we'll try to explain it. What it's getting at is like the following. The nature of Disha is such that it precludes non-gidule karka. In other words, there's a certain definition of the malacha, tzura of the malacha, agdar of the malacha, and however we define this malacha, it would seem that at least according to some of the Amorayim, that precludes non-gidule karka. And likewise when it comes to disha, and we try to be magdir what disha is, so the nature of disha is such that it may include or may exclude gidule karka. That's the debate on Ayin Hey. So this requirement for gidule karka is not technical, like those who say you need gidule karka because otherwise it's not doma lemishkan, but it's more fundamental in some way. Okay, we'll try to be magdir it, and maybe we'll succeed or not. But l'chor it has to be something along those lines. Now, of course, for the Rambam, you don't have to say that. For the Rambam, we could just fall back on Mishkan, and in fact, that's what the Magen Avraham Siman Shin Mem Sif Katan Tezvav says. He says that the Rambam's right. There's no tzad to be mechalek between Me'amer and Dush. And he says that's because the whole reason why we exclude non-gidule karka is because yalfinan mimishkan. And since if yalfinan mimishkan, then there's no tzad to be mechalek between ma'amer and dash. And that's what the Magen Avraham says. So at least within the Rambam, we are still happy, and maybe we'll adopt this approach because it's the easier approach, and say that the exclusion of non-gedulei karka relates to Melechas HaMishkan. But if we take the approach of the Ramach or the Meiri or the like, which admittedly is the minority perspective among the Rishonim, then probably we'll be forced to give some type of fundamental reason to exclude non-gedulei karka. I mean, again, we might want to do that for the Rambam as well. We're not forced to do that for the Rambam. For the Rambam, we could just take the easy approach of the Magen Avraham and argue that it comes from the Mishkan and there's no tzad to be mechalik. Okay, so what we're going to do now is look at some of the sugyas and shas that discuss Emor, or really, to be more precise, the sugyas and shas that don't discuss Emor. Because there are no sugyas and shas besides more or less what we saw in the Gemara and Ein Gimel that explicitly discuss Ma'amer. Maybe the Gemara a little later on when talking about basket weaving refers to it. Though again, that's not in the Gemara, it's in Rashi's Pshat, so that's not an explicit Gemara either. And then there's a bunch of Gemaras where you would expect Ma'amer to come up, but it doesn't. So these Gemaras are going to teach us something about Ma'amer because the Gemaras indicate that there is no Ma'amer problem, even though we would expect there to be a Ma'amer problem, so that's going to tell us something about Ma'amer. So we're going to go through the number of these Gemaras that discuss Ma'amer, and we'll see what does it teach us about Ma'amer. So the first one is a sugya on Yud Gimel on the base in Be'ya. Ditznan Ezu Garnan Lamaiser. So we're talking here about Goren, the Gemara Malacha, also this week's parasha, relates to the, among other things, the prohibition of Achilas Arai. Kodem, the Gemara Malacha, if you want to take a quick snack, that's okay, without doing Hafrasha afterwards, you may not. So what's the Goren to be Mischaiv and Meiser? Hakishuin Vadluin Mishayifkesu, when their blossoms fall off, Vishalopiksu, if that didn't happen, so then Mishayamid Arema, when you make them into a big pile. V'tznan nami gabi b'tzalim, mishyamid arema. Again, Gemara Melacha is when you put it into a pile. V'ilu gabi Shabbos, hamadas arema. Pater, there is no chi of Shabbos when you just make a big pile. In other words, it's not ma'amer. So why is that? Why is it that there's a different hagdara of the Gemara Melacha with respect to Meiser and Shabbos? The Gemara answers, el ma'is chalameimar, melechas machshavas asra ta'ira. So this is a important phrase. We've already seen it a couple times. We've noted sometimes it's a kula, like perhaps with respect to Enes V'chol Gufa, and Misasek, and Kalachar Yad. Sometimes it might be a chumra, sure, like with respect to Zaira and Grama. Here, we have an interesting usage of the term. Here, it's a kula again, but it's not necessarily the usual way we use it, but figure out, does this relate to the others or not? Rashi says, Melechas Machshaves Shehi Melechas Umnos Asra Taira. Here what we mean is, a Melechas Umnos, after all, we compare, the Torah puts the Isser of Shabbos, connects it to the Melechas HaMishkan, which are Maisa Umnos, and putting something in a pile doesn't seem to be much of a Maisa Umin. Of course, this is a idea that will require a lot of investigation because this isn't like Hilchos Chol Hamoed, where there's an exclusion even there. It's very hard to figure out of a non-Melechas Umin. Lots of things we do on Shabbos are not a Maisa Umin, and yet you're Chayev. But that's what Rashi says over here. The Ritva over there elaborates upon Rashi Shita. It's not so clear that's what Rashi means, but in discussing Rashi, he writes, Zeh Perish Rashi Zal, Ve'enu Gemar Melacha, Perish, Didin Me'amer, Enu Ela B'mekabetz Dvarim Mifuzarim. So Me'amer means gathering, it's not scattered things. In other words, gathering is not just the melacha. Gathering something and putting it into a pile is not the melacha. The melacha is when you gather dvarim mifuzarim. And that's the type of thing that you do in the field. In the field, the produce is scattered throughout, mm-hmm. and you gather it and you put it into a pile it together. Now that's very important because ma'amer bebayis, for example, wouldn't be ma'amer at all. That's not melechas omnos, and it's not even mekabetz dvarim mefuzarim. According to this, for example, if you gather together a bunch of eggs that were in your chicken coop and you put them into a basket, so that also wouldn't be ma'amer, even if you don't hold that there's a requirement of gidulei karka, because that's not really mekabetz dvarim mefuzarim. So this ritva gives us the beginning, one hagdara, the malacha. The hagdara of the malacha seems to be mekabetz dvarim mefuzarim. So on the one hand, it's expansive. It's expansive in the sense that gathering is the Hagdaras HaMelacha, but it's not all gathering, it's gathering of Dvarim Mefuzarim. Now, a number of Rishonim take a different approach. Yeah?
So meaning, would this depend upon the object? Meaning, if you have toys, so toys certainly wouldn't be an Issur D'oraisa, but if you have toys all over your apartment, all over your house, so...
Excellent question. So if you take this Hagdaran, and you had a situation where your toys are begader dvar mefuzarim, then you could start talking about ma'amer, maybe derais, maybe derabanan for toys. Yeah, we'll get back to that when we discuss ma'amer derabanan, right? And as I said before, the hagdara that we give the malacha derais is going to be very important also in terms of understanding when there's an issur derabanan of ma'amer. So that's one possible definition. A number of Rishonim, though, see from this malacha, from this gemara, another requirement, and that is that you need gidulei karka. Makom gidulo, I'm sorry, you need makom gidulo. This is gidulei karka, but it's not makom gidulo. In other words, when I go ahead, again, the ritva's approach is when I gather, bedas rashi, when I gather up the produce and I put them into a pile, but it they're not scattered, so that's not ma'amer. Other Rishonim say, no, the reason why over here it's not gemar melacha, it's not chai for Shabbos, it's because it's not makom gidulo. That's really what the gemara is telling us. And Rashi already actually notes that we're not talking about makom gidulo. Rashi writes over there, linyan Shabbos mishehevi b'tzalim lebeso ein hamadas arema melacha. And again, some Rishonim say that's because you need makom gidulo. So if you gather something up in the field, that's going to be ma'amer. If you make that very same gathering pile of produce in the house or maybe in the chatzer, since it's not makom gidulo, it will not be ma'amer. This diuk, by the way, would hinge on the girsa of the Gemara over there in Yud Gimel. As you saw, some Rishonim have the girsa of V'ha'anan mefaksinan b'shabta. The objection of the Gemara isn't about making a pile of produce, but about pikus, that why is that Gemara melacha for Maaser, not for Shabbos, then it has nothing to do with Ma'amer. So we should note, and that's going to be important as we get to that a little later, that depending on the girsa you have in that Gemara may or may not be relevant. So at least maybe that Gemara isn't definitive proof, because you could learn like the Ritva, you could learn like the Girsa of Pikos. So even if that Gemara Daf Yud Gimel isn't a definitive proof for requiring Makom Gidulo, there are a bunch of other Gemaras from which Rishonim are Medayik and need Makom Gidulo. One of them is our Gemara. Tosfos is Medayik from the Gemara that we learned on Gimel on the base, that it says Milchasa, right? If you gather the salt from the milchasa, why is milchasa important? Could just be a parenthetical comment. But Tosfos assumes no. If the Gemara mentions it, it's saying it bedikduk, and it's only when you gather the salt in the milchasa. No, milchasa isn't makom gidulo in the literal sense, because salt does not grow from the ground, but it's the place of extraction, and therefore, if you require kidulei karka, then makom then that would be Makom Gidulo. If you don't require Gidulei Karka, it would be the source of extraction, the place of extraction. That's another place where Tosfos thinks you see you need Makom Gidulo. Perhaps well, another place that Tosfos proves it from is another Gemara Beitza Daf Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph. The Gemara over there says, or the Mishnah says, Mevi'in Eitzim Min Asada Min HaMechunas Min HaKarfev Afilu Min HaMefuza Ezu Karfev Kol Shesamach Lir Devei Yehuda Rav Yossi Omer Kol Shenechnasim BePosachas Afilu Tochas Tchum Shabbos. So you can, this is talking about gathering a wood for the fire on Yantif. So you can bring them from the Sada only if it's Makom HaMechunas. You already put them in a special place, or in a karfeif. Now, one issue over there is muksa, but this also relates to na'amer. So Tosfos over there writes, tema ha'ma'amer dehu av melacha. How are you allowed to bring it from the karfeif if it's even mefuzer, if it's scattered throughout? And Tosfos says, v'yesh lomar lo shaych imor elam shegdelim sham. So you need Makom Gidulo. So they don't grow in the karfeif, and therefore, even though they're scattered throughout the karfeif, they're allowed to gather it from there. It's not going to be ma'amer. The Ran also proves this halacha from this a couple daf later. Lamed Gimel on the base over there, the Tanakam at least was matir legavev eitzim min achatzer to gather slivers of wood from a chatzer to light a fire. Uvavad shel yaseh tzibur and tziburin. And according to Rabbi Shimon, it's even Motor Lasos Tziburin. And the Ran says, you see from here that you need Makom Gidulo. Right? The legend of the Ran is Midlo Asrinan Ella Mishum Demechzi Keman Demachnis Lamachar Uliyom Achrina. The Lo Asrinan Lay Mishum Me'amer. Yeshlav Yiraya Masham Reb Shemar of Yitzchak. That you're only Chayib B'Makom Gidulo. Good. So we have four Gemaras that, according to Tosfos, tell us you need Makom Gidulo. Now, L'chaira, not everybody agrees to this requirement. Among other things, we already saw that the Rambam seems to reject this. Why? Because the Rambam says that you take your dates or your figs and you make them into cakes or necklaces or the like. You're Chayib Mishum Amer. Presumably, you're not doing this in the field. You bring them into your house or into your factory or wherever you make your cake figs, fig cakes. And you're doing ma'amer over there.
I mean, it's clear from what he says about chatzer.
Yeah, chatzer. There you go. So, so therefore, how do we know that you're chaya? So, how do we deal with these kashas of the rayos, especially from Beitza? Let's say the raya from Lamed Aleph. Again, Yud Gimel, we said, isn't such a raya. Maybe Lamed Gimel isn't such a raya either. Our Gemara, Milchasa, well, it's not the strongest raya in the world either, it's a diyuk. But Lamed Aleph in Beya seems to be a big problem. How do we answer Tosfos's kasha? So there's two ways that you could go. The first way, probably the easiest way, is that the Rambam actually gives us a different hagdar, the Malacha. Whereas Tosfos seems to be magdir, the Malacha is gathering, and therefore gathering a pile of wood would be ma'amer were it not for the condition of Makom Gidulo. The Rambam seems to define the malacha as unifying. He states that when you, the reason why making your cakes of figs are chayev is because they were niskabtsu guf echad. You've unified them to form a single unit. That's why it's a told of ma'amer. Sounds like the Rambam that the definition of malacha is not gathering, as perhaps Tosfos seems to hold, and even, let's say, the Ritva says gathering disparate things, but rather unifying. An interesting question to think about for the Rambam is why is it not bona, like cheese making? We'll talk about that maybe when we talk about bona. Anyhow, so that's the way the Rambam seems to explain this. Now, that would very easily deal with the Gemara in Beis Lamed Aleph, because over there you're not making a cake of firewood, you're just making a pile of firewood. So if you define the malacha as gathering, so then we have a problem that needs to be addressed. We could say Gidulei Karka, or we could say maybe Dafka Mefuzarim. But if you learn like the Rambam, it's very simple. That's one way to approach the question. Another way to approach the question that the Minchas Chinuch says is from another diak in the Rambam. Remember, the Rambam said, "Ha'amar oichlin im lachila shiur kegoy garas." Oh, sounds like for the Rambam that you're only chayef for me'amar oichlin. So, assuming that you don't eat your firewood, that would be another reason why the Gemara in Beitza would not be a violation of me'amar. That also seems like a good diak, assuming it's the correct gears in the Rambam. If you look at the Yalkut Shina Nischaus, the Ksisve Yad from Teman, leave out that word. Their Lashon is Hamamer Ochlin Shiuro Kigrogares, so then there is no Diok. Minchas Chinuch points out that, at the very least, this seems to be a machlokas in the Gemara, whether it's Dafka by Ochlin or not, because there's a dispute in the Gemara what exactly the Avera was that the Mekoshesh did. One opinion was that he did Me'amer when he gathered wood. So clearly, if you hold like the Minchas Chinuch, the Rambam is not paskening like that opinion. Though there are other opinions, and anyway, I'm not sure how much a question from an Agadita like that would bother the Rambam. But be that as it may, yes, but the question is it's an interesting question. That's why the Minchas Chinuch raises it, and it's always an interesting question. When we say Lo Yalfinan from Agados, so the Rambam, in fact, in his Hakdamat Perkachelik, might even cite that Gemara in terms of his discussion of Paskening Agadata, whether or not there's a Lemaisa application. Anyway, so that's something to think about. But one way or the other, as I said, even if I think probably so. So we have two approaches to learn the Rambam why he wouldn't be bothered by the Gemara from Bay. Yes?
Isn't it have of Emor not making one not unified?
Well, that's the question. We'll get to that in a moment. That is the approach that the Shulchan Aruch HaRav takes. And you're saying that out to the Metzius, you're saying that out to your Diak in the Gemara in the Lashon of the Rambam, that he only mentions it when he talks about the Tolda. In terms of the Metzius, so what is a sheaf? What is a sheaf? What is a Emor, Omrim? Are they just piles of wheat? So I think, I can look at the pictures in Rabbi Rivian, I didn't do that. But I think a sheaf is tied together or unified in some way. It's not just a pile, a sheaf is not just a pile of wheat.
And that's what you mind Beit Sos talking about also?
It's just talking about a pile of wood. Yeah. It's just talking about a pile of wood. So.
No, but then it wouldn't be Ma'am, meaning.
That's why it's not Ma'am.
What
is exactly
the
point.
In the Mishkan? The Mishkan for the
Samim
Anim? I guess I have no idea.
I don't either. So since I don't know, I have no problem saying that they gather together Samim Anim in some unified way. Okay, so I guess once we're at that point, we should bring up Donnie's point. So Donnie either was alluding to or mechavein to the Alter Rebbe Simon Shin Mem Os Tes Vav, and he claims that when it's b'makom giduam, so then you don't need guf echad, and when it's shalom b'makom gidulam, you do. In other words, the Rambam sort of does hold like Tosvos, but he holds that in a world of toldos, you don't. I thought the pashtus in the Rambam is not that way. He seems to define the malacha, broadly speaking, as unifying things together. There isn't a chiluk necessarily between makom gidulo and shalom makom gidulo, according to the Rambam. Though I didn't see anyone that asks your question from Samimanim, Dani, the Marach or Zeruah discussing this Rambam does ask the kasha from Milchasa. He says if the Rambam, he also learned the Rambam the way I learned the Rambam, not like the Alter Rebbe, that the Rambam holds that the gather of the malacha is not gathering but unifying. So he says, how could there be a tzad that when you gather melech mimilchasa, that you're chayv mishum ma'amer, forget gidulei karka, lemaisa, it's just a bunch of salt. So he says, ah, al karchecha, how did they make salt? Doch kenoso yachad, ad shenasa chaticha achas. You've heard of sugar cubes. So apparently they're also salt cubes. Next time you're at a milchasa, you could check. But it turns out that at milchasas, they make blocks of salt. I'm sorry? Okay. And are blocks of salt just like, you know, non-crushed salt yet, like the shechita salt in mine salt, or is it, are they actually crystals that are unified?
It seems to be a bit of both.
Okay, good. So speak to your roommate, and we see even the marach or zeruah's salt blocks, they still have them, bisman hazeh. Good. Now, so as I mentioned that the marach or zeruah, which we'll get back to in a moment, does define the malach according to Rambam as unifying, and he notes that the truth is that's the lashon of Emor. As I said, it relates to this week's parsha. Take a look at the Mefarshim Rashi and the Pashtanim on our parsha. You'll see a discussion about this. The Marach or Zeruah writes, the lashon Emor hayanirash eno karui omer ela kishenikshiru yachad. What is an omer? A sheave, a pile, a bundle of wheat that's tied together. Ki shibalim hamikubatzim yachad, velo nikshiru lios aguda achas, eini savor shikra omer. I don't think the word omer, a pile of wheat that's not yet tied, is not an omer. It's just a pile. V'chein, and then he's medayik that way from the Rambam. And then, of course, the marachos are right. So according to this, it's very simple to understand why if you gather a bunch of fruits into a basket or eggs or the like, why it won't be ma'amer. So again, so far what we're seeing, and this is sort of the chakira that the Marachos HaRuah spells out explicitly, are two schools of thought. Again, I think we'll see there's a number of variations within each school of thought, but two general schools of thought as to how to define the malacha. It's either going to be unifying or gathering. Yeah. Aha. So maybe according to Alter Rebbe, you're saying that would work better. Okay, I have to look that up. Pirsha Mishnayis and Bona. Okay, good. So Blineder, look it up. Okay. Now again, so far very bekitzer. We raised a question from, let's say, Be'el Amid Aleph about gathering the wood. We had two approaches, either Magam Gidulo or you need unification. So we're going to have a problem if you have a Rishon that doesn't hold of either of those two limitations. And there is such a Rishon, the Ireim, among others. The Ireim writes, he adopts the broader definition of the Lacha, Kol Kinos Davar Gidule Karka is Nikra Ma'amer. All you need is Kinos, all you need is gathering. And at the same time, he says that you don't require Machum Gidulo. This is us. The Yireim's position is elaborated more in the Or Zeruah, among others. And he says, the Yireim says, for example, you'd be chayev for gathering fruits, even though they're not connected, or gathering eggs, even though they're not connected. The diuk that the Or Zeruah makes in the Yireim is midasar lekabetz beitzim yachad shmamina desavad yesh imor afilu shelo gidulei karka, right? Presumably, eggs don't grow from the ground. Okay, maybe when we talk about disha, we'll discuss whether that's that pashut, or maybe eggs do grow from the ground. Not talking about spontaneous generation, But they might be Dilekaka, but the Ur Zeruah at least assumes kapashtas that eggs don't grow from the ground. So if the Urayim is Mechai for eggs, you see, doesn't require Gidulei Karka. Hilkach, Nispazit, Lada Melch, B'Shabbos, Obeitzim, Hamutarim, B'Tiltol, Okol, Ki Agavna, Asr, L'Kabit, Yachad, Mishim, Davi, Ma'amer. That is what the Urayim would say. So if so, we have a big problem. How do we explain the Gemara in Beya about gathering the wood? So the Ur Zeruah himself doesn't ask this question, but his son did. His son, the Maharach Ur Zeruah, deals with his father's position and tells us how to address the sugya from Beitza, especially Lamed Aleph. The difficulty is it's not so clear how he answers the question. But basically what you're going to have to say is either say that it's going to depend on why you gather or what you produce and what's the result of the gathering. So I guess we could read a little bit from what he says inside. If you v'shema mashe megavev menachatzer ein ze imur, elakein imur shibulam she mekabtzeim kedeshu yachad ulekoshem yachad, o sheyish chenu yachad shalifazim haruach v'gam shelo yidrisu b'ragle adam uvehema k'shem ifuzarim uvekal ne'avadim v'kama inyanim k'shem ifuzarim kol shiboles b'fnei atzman aval kizmin shebochatzer she'enu mekabtzeim ela kedei ladlikam la'alter eino mekabtzeim ela shetoireach lo ladlikam kol kisam o lizro kol kisam levado lemadura v'lo b'shpil tikon ha'kismin v'shmirasan shemekabtzein ein zem amir. So what's he saying? He's saying if you gather something together because otherwise it's going to blow away in a wind, so then, or otherwise it's going to be trampled on or the like, so that's considered ma'amer. But it's like those big bales of hay, for example. But if you just gather them together without any tikkun, they're not more shamor this way, they're not more protected, but just to minimize tircha, you gather them together so they're all next to each other, could easily throw them into the fire, it's not for their shmira, then it's not me'amer. And I think the key word, that's why I underlined it and bolded it when in the Maamar Komos I sent you, is tikkun hakismin. So what does he mean to say? He's saying that if there's a tikkun, you're chayav, and if there's no tikkun, you're not chayav. And when you gather together the wood on Yantif in a way that's not Ma'amer, it's because there's not really a tikkun. That's why it's mutter. There's no tikkun. So perhaps this is the Ur Zeruah Leshitaso. There's a famous Yesod of Taisvis. We've already at least alluded it to a little bit, that Hotzazim Lacha Gruah. And there are various ramifications of that. That's why you need to psukim to be machayev hotza'a, and even perhaps we need their toldos to be in a mishkan and the like. Look at Taisvis and Rishonim in the beginning of Shabbos or in Hazorek. Now, what does melacha grua mean? So the truth is, the way Tosos and a number of Rishonim understand it, it means it's a paradoxical melacha. Why is it that Rishus L'Rishus is sometimes mutter, like Rishus Ayach L'Rishus Ayachad, and Rishus L'Rishus is sometimes chayev, like Rishus Ayach L'Rishus Arabim? But the way the Ur Zeruah understands it, this is actually the way the Velt says it, though it's not the way it's mostly defined in the Rishonim, is that it needs to be a creative act. It needs to be a tikkun. And Hotzah, there is no tikkun. It's the same thing, you just moved it from one place to another. He doesn't hold to the vartitz. It's a rishus ayakidah chechetza. That's now rishus a rabindika chechetza. The Balamor, maybe. No, there's no tikkun. It's the same thing, just in a different place. So that's different from all the other melachos, the Rosh Hashanah says. It's different from all the other melachos, and therefore you need psukim to teach us the source for the Av and the Toldos. Fine. So that's a little bit what this Maharach HaRosh sounds like he's saying that the reason why sometimes gathering is not Ma'amer, even though there's no requirement for Gidulei Karka, certainly no requirement for Makom Gidulo, there's no requirement to unify it, but at least you need a Tikkun B'Guf HaChefza. You need transformation. So if we're looking for the Hagdara, for the Orzarua, for the Urayim, for the Maracha Orzarua, perhaps it would be transformational gathering. It's not gathering, but it's transformational gathering, where there's a tikkun. And non-transformative gathering is not me'amer. Transformative gathering is me'amer. So we now have four definitions of the Hagdara, though... As you're starting to see, they're going to fall into two schools of thought. If you look at the Rid in our Gemara, Ayin Gemal and Beis and Shabbos, he says something interesting. He also asks this question: V'kashim kein espazu lo peres b'chatzero o b'sada v'liktan yischai mishem ma'amer tshuva ein ma'amer ela b'shas tlishosoy min hakarka. So if I gather my things together and then chveis I drop my basket full of fruits, nispazru, peros, bechatzer, or even in the sada, that's not me'amer. You need shas k'tzira, or lakita. So, it seems, Rashi and Tosfos might disagree with this, but let's try to understand what he's saying. So, I think what he's getting at is that he's also in a school of thought that the Hagdara is a type of asifa. Ma'amer is gathering. It's not unifying. It's not chibor, but it's asifa. And he too, maybe like the Rambam and the Or Zeruah, each in their own way, requires an asifa that's chashuv. For him, what's chashuv is that it's the gemar melachas k'tzira. That's what he's saying. It's only chayev b'shas t'lishaso. So if you do it in a house, or even in your chatzer, or maybe even in a sada after you've already gathered it once, that's not shas t'lish on your pater. This is reminiscent, perhaps, of an idea we've already actually sort of seen alluded to before, and surely we'll see it again and again. The idea of Makabe Patish being a Gemar Melacha, of a creative act, of binyan or the like, construction, which is something has chashivos because it's the Gemar. And Me'amer is the Gemar of Ketzira. It's your only chayiv when it's a Gemar of Ketzira. So Me'mela, if you were Gomer the Ketzira, you gathered it all together, it's all, and then you dropped it and it scattered in your chater, or even in the Sadeh. That's not a gemar melechas k'tzira, and memeila, that's not me'amer. And it could be that even though maybe the other Rishonim disagree with this type of more extreme formulation, they might also agree that there's a connection between k'tzira and imur. And in fact, this might help us understand Tosfos' position. We started off with Tosfos noting that you need Malkum Gidulo. And of course, okay, great, why? Why is Makom Gidulo important? Right? Why should that be relevant? Who cares? Is it just some random condition? So maybe this Tosfos Rid helps us understand Tosfos a lot. Which is, even though, again, I don't think the Rid, Tosfos holds like the Rid, but maybe Tosfos also holds that there's a connection between me'amer and the k'tzira and the t'lisha. And that's why you need makom gidulo, because it's the gemar melachas t'lisha. It's the you know, one of the important things, and I think we'll talk more about this when we get to Borer, but is to go ahead and look at where this melacha takes place in the Sidur de Pas. And again, is the placement in that Seder significant, or it just happens to be that way? We talked about that for Zoreya, for example, and the relationship between Zriya and Harisha in the order, the first Gemara and Ein Gemara on the base. But maybe that's the pshat, that's the reason why Tosus requires Makom Gidula, because he too sees that there's a connection to Ktsira. And the truth is that even if you hold that you're chayev for melach, in other words, you don't need Gidule Karka, so it wouldn't be, you wouldn't say it's a connection between Ma'amer and Ktsira, but you'd say there's a connection between Ma'amer and extraction. So basically what we're saying now is, again, maybe there's two schools of thought here. But one school of thought defines the malacha in terms of gathering, and might place limitations on that. So it has to be chashuv, gathering, in the sense that it forms a single unit, a chibur, or at least it needs to be a gathering of things that are scattered throughout, or gathering in a way that is not just for convenience, but creates a tikkun in the chefza, or the like, the various limitations on the those who define the malacha as asifa. And then the second approach is Tosfos, and the Tosfos Rid, and the like. Well, I said it all wrong, but you could say it that way also. One approach is the Rambam that requires some type of unification. So unification, the most extreme variation of that chibor is going to be the Rambam. They actually have to be connected, linked. But maybe a similar thing and some of the other variations. Or the second thing, the second approach, is Tosfos and Tosfos Rid, who say it's there's no unification required. It's simply a malach of gathering, but it's gathering that is connected to the tlisha, to the extraction, to the ktsira. And again, then perhaps there are those Rishonim who deny both. Let's say the Or Zeruah, Yireim, and the like, but then they're going to sort of migrate back into one of the other camps, maybe something more like by requiring that there be a tikkun in the Guf HaChefza. Good. And again, even in the Rambam we saw as a machlokes, machlokes achronim, how to learn the Rambam. Fine. So I see we're almost out of time. So let's at the very least talk about how we paskin. So if we look at Simen Shin Mem Siftes, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that you require Makom Gidula. Great. If you look at Sif Yud, then he quotes the Rambam that if you're Makabetz Dveila and you make an eagle, you're Chayev. Presumably, you don't need Makom Gidula. What in the world is going on? So the Magen Avraham, Sifkan Tezayin, says, must be that since he told us in Siftes you need Makom Gidulo, Sif Yud is also Makom Gidulo. When he says you're chayef for being Makabetz Advela, it means you're Makabetz Advela the Makom Gidulo. Okay, that's one possibility. The Chay Adam says no, it's not true. It takes the other extreme. You could be chayef even Bebayis. Maybe if you're Mechaber them, you're Mechaber them even Bebayis. And both could be true somehow or another, right? That de'ofen kaze isui lasos gam bebayis kebesada. In other words, once you have this chibur, then you don't need makom gidulo. You could even be chayev besada. That's the other approach. It's hard to really understand why you need makom gidulo in this case. In other words, if you don't need makom gidulo, maybe a distinction between Av and Atolda or the like. I think the Pashup shot, the easiest way to read the Rambam, though, I read the Shulchan Aruch, is he's choshes for the Rambam and he's choshes for Tosfos. And that's why he paskins both. Now, it's pretty rare to have any nowadays that we live in a more agrarian society, don't live in an agrarian society, to have any derisive applications of Ma'amir. We'll talk about the Drabanans in a moment. Rabbi Sobolovsky mentioned the only shaila of Ma'amir d'oraisa that he ever saw was that he once saw a bunch of kids gathering together leaves to make a pile and jump in them. So he said, was that Ma'amir d'oraisa or not? So he says, according to Taisus, it would be. It's Makom Gidulo. According to the Rambam, it wouldn't be, because there's no kibbutz, there's no yichud, they're just a pile of leaves. So he said, it's a big nafkamina, do I have to tell them to stop? Because, right, even though we paskin ain't based in Mitzvah Lafisho, you're a chayiv to be mechanech them, but that might be only your own kids. What about somebody else's kids? So this is a machlokas, how we paskin, some machlokas rishonim, and the Mishnah Berurah seems to paskin that when it comes to Isurim d'oraisa, if you see kids that are yigil chinuch doing an Isur d'oraisa, you should stop them. So, though others disagree, so he was clarifying, should I stop the kids from making these leaf piles? So, you know, maybe it's a sfeik sfeika. Maybe we paskin like the Rambam, in which case it's not Isur d'oraisa, and even if we paskin like Taisus, maybe the rule of Ein, this based in the Tzuvim Lafrisho, doesn't apply. So I think Reslavik said he wasn't sure what to do, so he gave a shir on the topic. anyway, so, but that's the closest you could get to Ma'amer d'Oraisa nowadays. Okay, maybe the other example. So, what do we have left? We have D'Rabbanan Ma'amers. So I guess we're going to have to do that next time. That's really the Gemara on Shabbos, Kuf, Mem, Gimel, Amud, Beis. And really look at the Rishonim over there. The Ramban, the Rambam, the Rashba, and then you can look at some of the contemporary poskim as well. There's some interesting, discussions in the Dirshu notes on the Mishnah Berurah, if you want to take a look there, it's interesting points. So I guess we're getting into a pattern of the finishing the D'oraisas, but holding off on the D'rabbanans. But so that's what we're going to do next time, which is Wednesday, Ben Zuz Hashem. We will finish off Ma'amir D'Rabbanan. It won't take very long, and we'll start Dash. You guys all got the group chat about the basic plans until the end of the Zman, but we'll basically be doing Dash until Yom Kippur. Note that the Thursday before Yom Kippur we'll probably have Shir, and we're going to finish do Zohra as well. And then there'll be a Ben Azmanim, lots of Chazara. You should all write for yourself a Bechina and then take your Bechina and Chazar over Ben Azmanim. Or you can write for your Chavrusa Bechina or ask Aaron to write you a Bechina and ask Aaron to grade it also. And then Borer Be'ezras Hashem, which is a very, very big Mitzvah, will begin with after Sukkot. Okay, have a good day.